some Gdolim stories in the Torah. It says, "Kabed et avicha ve'et imecha." It's a big mitzvah. And there's some Gdolim stories in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about Rav Yosef, who was blind. But when he would hear his mom walking, in Kiddushin it says, he would stop and say, "Oh, I hear the Shekhinah coming." And he would stand up. And there's a similar idea where the Gemara in Yerushalmi talks about Rabbi Tarfon, how once his mother was walking on Shabbos and her shoe broke, so he couldn't knit her a new shoe. So what did he do? He got down on the ground and he started using his hands to be her feet. And then Rabbi Tarfon's mom was bragging about it to the rabbis, what an amazing son she has. And the rabbis are like, even if he would have done that 1,000 times, it wouldn't have been half of what's expected of a person in terms of the mitzvah of kibud av ve'im. So the Torah really expects us to show respect and love beyond what's reasonable, beyond what makes sense to us, beyond what's, you know, normal in terms of the amount of gratitude that we're supposed to have for our parents, and also just in terms of doing them almost like the Shekhinah. As a way of connecting to Hashem in this world, is the way we do that is when we respect our parents. That doesn't mean we always have to rule like them. You know, we know that halachically, if they tell you to do something against the Torah, we don't follow them. Or even if they give you bad advice, like go to this college or go to that yeshiva, and you know it's wrong for you, you don't listen to your parents. But in general, we do try to make our parents happy in any way possible. And if we disagree with them, we do it with love and kindness and a soft voice, and never with harshness. As opposed to one final story from the Musar movement. So there's a story about, I'm trying to remember, Rav Lieb of Kelm, who was the father of the Musar movement. And once, this may have happened to some of us, he was steiging late night in the base, and he went home to see his family, and he realized he didn't have the key. It was already like 2 in the morning, and the only way to get inside of his house would be to knock on his door and wake his parents up. So the reasonable thing to do would be just knock on the door, and probably, if you guys are in that situation, I'd probably advise you do that, because your parents would probably just prefer that. But Rav Kelm had so much respect for his parents, and instead he went to sleep on a cold night on a random bench. And he just didn't want to wake his parents up. Again, I'm not saying don't try that at home. But the point is that the amount of love and respect that we should have for our parents should be beyond reason, out of this world. And we should have an amazing, amazing Shabbos Kodesh. And everybody wants, welcome. We're going to have some cereal and milk and Torah. And that's on the Parsha.